just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
Oh, I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies.
Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards?
Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty wise. Matt, bear problem. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And this is a flashback episode of our interview with Buck Ramsey.
Hey, Buck.
Hey, Buck. Well, we won't be here for the probably the first day of the year because, you know, I'll be out of town and we'll be busy and it's the holidays, so Ray and I will be busy.
Yeah. Well, Maynard will be down under.
I'll be down under.
I'll be at home alone by myself, bitter.
Down under what?
Down under. Down under who? I'll be...
Probably your husband.
Yeah, really? Okay. I'll be probably podcasting from there, recording some videos for you guys, and probably show it when the new year comes in. So here's our episode with Buck Ramsey.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 293.
This is Buck Ramsey, and you're listening to Bear Podcast.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. What's going on, folks?
What's going on? This is an awesome show. But
Buck Ramsey in 2010.
Uh-huh. Gosh, it's an awesome interview with Buck. So much fun. It was so much fun talking about sex. This is probably the raunchiest audio that we've done ever since... Fall Monkeys, maybe? Yeah, but this is the piggiest audio we've ever done, I think. My opinion. Anyway, okay,
we
so...
Back, we got it all in this show.
Yeah, everything's in it, yeah. So, Ray, okay, let's do some weekend updates. What happened to you last weekend?
Oh, let's see. Well, it was Thanksgiving. I ate too much.
You ate too much?
Okay. Oh, and I'd officially like to thank whoever fucking keyed this out of my car. I would like to thank you for doing that for me. I really appreciate it. It's nothing like saying to loving someone like keying their car.
Well, karma will get into them.
I know.
Very
karma,
soon.
Or if I find out who did it, I'm going to be the one that's being hauled off to jail around here.
Oh, no. Please don't. We still need some...
We'll be doing podcasts from the pokey.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be... Your 1 hour, no, your only phone call from jail will be.
We'll be doing the podcast. We'll be
doing the podcast.
I'd be like, instead of sending being a prisoner, sending letters out there, but I'd be like, mail me.
Okay, so no, we won't want that, right? We want you all good and not in jail. Okay, so yeah, this is episode 293. That's right, and it's almost there to episode 300. And we are nominated at the Best of the Bears 2009, held by the Complete Bears. So we are in the podcast blog.
Vote daily.
Yeah. Vote daily, yeah. Click on
Vote
Bear
for
podcast.
Change.
Yes, vote for change.
Vote for Buck and vote for Bear Podcast.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and it's fun. Yeah, well, we're pretty somewhere in the middle, but it doesn't matter. Just if we can go up there, it would be nice. It would be nice to, if you guys give us
some bear wash and bear shampoo conditioner. Bear wash conditioner, which is great for your beard.
Is that one of the nominees there? What?
No, that's one of the products that Complete Bear sells.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Complete Bear has it. Yeah. The Complete Bear. We had him on the show before, a couple of years ago. Okay, Ray.
And we need to do a quick movie review.
Oh.
If y'all haven't seen Precious, go see it.
Precious, go watch it. It's awesome. And there are surprise guests or surprise actors or cameos, you could say, that are in it. And yeah, it's I couldn't believe that
she can't sing, but apparently she can act a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's can't believe who's the mother? Do you know the mother?
Monique.
She's an awesome actress.
Yes, she is.
She's very good. I mean, there could be awards in this one. There could be.
Yeah. The girl that played Precious did an incredible job too.
Yeah, her too. Mm-hmm. So recommend it. Go watch it. It's kind of artsy fartsy, but if you watch it, see it in the theaters. Go ahead and watch it. It's highly recommendable. I hope.
Okay. Now on to the raunch.
Okay, let's go to the raunch. Here is the interview with Buck Ramsey.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. And we got a guest with us today, Maynard.
Yes, we have a special guest. And he's a star. Actually, one of the people I really watch all the time on XTube. It's Buck Ramsey. Welcome to the show, Buck.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's awesome. I mean, you know, the first time I heard of you actually is from a couple of friends of mine from a long time ago. And then eventually, Buck Ramsey. Then I've seen your videos really floating around. Either, in many sites, I should say, and pictures in it all over. And then you were able to do a video here in Houston, which we'll probably talk about later. What do you say?
Yeah, it works for me.
Okay. So where are you now? Where are you originally from?
Oh, God. All right. So originally, I was born in Ohio, and then my parents decided to move us down to North Carolina when I was 7 so that I could go to church with Jim and Tammy Faye Baker.
Okay. Wow.
So you went to church with the Bakers.
I did, and I actually played with their son, Jamie. This was back before he had the piercings and the tattoos. But
back before he got cool.
Yeah, back before he got cool and started doing his little goth ministry in downtown Atlanta. So I grew up in most of my life in North Carolina. And then I did about 10 years in Atlanta before moving here to the wonderful city of Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh.
Which is nothing like they say it is on Queer as Folk.
Yeah, I know. Well, Queer as Folk was filmed in Toronto, right?
Exactly. But, yeah. Otherwise known as Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why whenever I saw Queer as Folk before, and then people were telling me it's really Toronto, but I was wondering if Pittsburgh really at least looks somewhat like Toronto. No, it doesn't, right?
No.
No, not at all.
Nothing like that.
No, yeah. You can pick generic buildings anywhere and film in front of them and say it's pretty much anywhere you want to be.
Yeah, I guess.
Exactly.
That's true. So, yeah.
Because, you know, somebody can always be like, oh, yeah, I've seen a building that looks like that and think they've seen it in their town. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, well, Buck, I grew up about 2 hours away from you in a little town in South Carolina, so I wasn't that far from you.
Not at all. Yeah. Actually, I grew up I spent most of my childhood, I only stayed with Jim and Tammy Faye's ministry for a couple years, but I grew up in a small town outside of Raleigh.
Oh, Raleigh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not nice. Much going on there.
No. I went to college in Winston-Salem, I know, trust me.
No, the most exciting thing that ever happened to me in that small town was a circle jerk in the woods.
Sweet.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. This was before cameras and pictures and stuff, right?
No, actually, cameras were invented by that point, but I didn't own one.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's a long time ago.
So what was this, some FFA meeting in the woods?
No, it was, I guess, God, what was I, 11 or 12? And we wanted to go camping in the woods so we could get drunk, which is all you did in my hometown. You just got drunk.
Well, that's what you do in most small southern hometowns because there's nothing else
exactly.
To do.
There's nothing else to do when you're 11 and 12, right?
Right.
But somehow getting drunk turned into a circle jerk. But anyway.
It always happens that way. I think I remember that happened to me when I was young, too. Yeah. But, well, anyway.
College guys, it only takes a six-pack. It only takes a couple shots, and they're ready.
Actually, it was Wild Irish Rose.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was Wino Wine.
Never tried that before.
It was Wino Wine. No, we didn't progress to Mad Dog and Night Train until we were in high school.
I don't know Mad Dog, but wow.
Boone's Farm.
That was a high school one as well. Country Quencher, absolutely.
Boone's Farms and Wine Coolers.
Oh, Bartles and James? Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. All the girls, they were like, we'd get a pack of Milwaukee Beast. And the girls were like, oh, give me some wine coolers. That beer's nasty.
Yeah, Milwaukee's Beast, that was like cheap college beer.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't afford anything else, you could afford Beast.
Yeah. So I think even the homeless hobos avoided the Beast.
I think they had
like Pabst Blue Ribbon or something else.
Colt 45.
Colt 45, yeah, you know, the 40 ounce.
Right.
The only thing I really experienced was really just cheap vodka from 7-Eleven, and that's pretty much it. And you guys had it going
had
back
vodka
then.
At 7-Eleven?
Yeah. Yeah.
They did not allow us to have vodka at 7-Eleven. You know, we were lucky to have beer and bad wine.
Yeah. So we had all those blue laws to contend with.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. What I'm talking about is this is back in Manila in the Philippines. That's how they had vodka in 7-Elevens there. So I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we would have been dead by the age of 16 if they'd had vodka at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, that's how it is, I guess. So all right. How about let's go through the questions that we got from our...
Well, I think we just got the first sexual experience, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, the experience coming out. That's what the time you're coming out, yeah.
And the sexual experience. That was totally not my coming out experience. That was a circle jerk in the woods.
Was that the first sexual experience, or did you have ones earlier than that?
No, I think that was it. That was the first one. I mean, aside from all the crazy stuff I would do to myself.
Oh, really?
Oh, do tell.
Do tell.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So I was a total nerd growing up. And I have to tell you guys, if you've never fucked a nerd, you should fuck a nerd because nerds spend all of their time thinking about what they're going to do when they finally get a chance to fuck. And so I was like 9 or 10, and all I could do was think about what I was going to do when I had a chance to fuck. And then I got tired of waiting for a chance to fuck, and I decided, well, I'll just play with myself, right?
Yeah.
So
there's nothing else to do.
That's all we start with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do all kinds of crazy stuff. I would put ice cubes in my ass and go sit in a tub of hot water just to fuck with the temperature.
I never tried that. I should try
it. Oh, you should try it sometimes. It's a trip.
Put the Aranos in the freezer, Maynard.
Yeah.
Yeah, put
and then
the Aranos in the freezer.
Yeah. I have one of those. Yeah, I'll freeze it and lube it up and then – oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Good idea. I'll try that tonight. Anyway, go on.
Oh, that was just like one of the things I would do. I mean, Lord knows. If it looked phallic in nature, I probably shoved it in my ass before I was 14.
Wow. That's awesome. How about when you came out, I mean, it was really easy, was it? Or with your folks? Or did it matter at that point or what?
I didn't come out. Okay, one, I didn't realize even though I was shoving shit up my ass, I didn't realize I was gay until I was in college because I'm an oblivious fuckhead. Anyway, mm-hmm. So I was in college and I was in the quad and literally one day I'm looking around and I'm like, holy shit, I am checking out that man's ass. What the fuck does that say about me? Wow. Okay. Perspective shift. Then I started going to the tea rooms on campus quite a lot,
mm-hmm.
like every day, twice a day, three times on Sunday. Absolutely. And so I didn't really come out until after my sophomore year. And it's so cliche. God, I can't believe I'm going to admit this to people.
Okay, go ahead.
So this is back in the day. For those of you who aren't keeping score, I'm 36 years old. So sophomore year, this would have been like 1992, 93, somewhere around in there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I had just watched Torch Song Trilogy for the first time.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I know I'm such a cliche fag in this, but I can't help it. Anyway, so I was so inspired by big old Bear Firestein there that I memorized one of his monologues, because if I hadn't told you already, I'm kind of a little bit of a drama queen. But as such a theater nerd.
You are? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, the whole reason I have a buzzed head is because I directed Bent when I was in grad school.
Oh, Bent. That's a good. Yeah. That's a good.
Yeah, that's not a light piece of theater there.
Yeah.
No, man, I fucking love that play. It plays brilliant. But anyway, so I had memorized this monologue of Harvey Firestein's from Torch Song Trilogy.
You stand that?
Oh, I don't know all of it. It's the monologue that, you know, he talks about, you know, I learned
to sew and
a lot of things for myself. I've learned how to do, you know, all of these different things. And it culminates, I believe, and the speech culminates in the only thing I need from you is love and respect. And if you can't give that to me now, then you can get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much the speech I delivered to my folks when I came out.
Wow. And what did they say? Oh, that's cool. We knew all along. Was that how it went?
No, I think they realized the sincerity of the moment, and so they chose wisely not to say anything, really, so that they could reserve their nervous breakdown for a month later.
Oh, it took a month, huh?
Yeah, you know, it took a month. My mom came to the dorm room, had a nervous breakdown. I walked her through it because I was a psychology major.
Oh, okay.
I could do these things.
Oh, here's the quote. There's one more thing you better understand. I've taught myself to sew, cook, fix plumbing, build furniture. I can even pat myself on the back when necessary. Also, I don't have to ask anyone for anything. And then I think he goes into the love. All I'm asking from you is love.
Right.
Wow.
So, yes, I remember that one. That was like the second gay movie I ever saw. The first was
I watched it a long time ago. I can't remember anymore. It's a long
time.
Oh,
my God. Maurice was great jack-off material.
Yes.
Oh, God.
A young Hugh Grant.
Oh.
Oh, forget Hugh Grant. I'm talking about the guy who played Scudder.
Scudder. Oh, yeah. Scudder was fucking hot.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, it's our old films. I can't remember them anymore.
it's an old...
Scudder was like a stable boy. Was that right?
Yeah, he was a stable boy or a gardener or one of those damn things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
He worked with his hands.
Wow. Okay, so that's when you were figuring it out. You were coming out and everything. Okay, one of the questions here, I think it's from Wolf Bear friend. I forgot his name.
Wolfman?
Wolfman, yeah.
Wolfman from Twitter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wolfman1360.
Yeah. One of his questions is, when did you become the pig you are today?
Wow, that's a great question. When did I become the pig? Okay, so here's where I'm going to break it down and drop some serious knowledge on some gay people out there, because let's talk for a minute about what defines pig sex.
Okay.
Let's talk about this for a moment, because I get really tired of these people who are on Bear 411 or they're on all these different sites and they like to call themselves a pig. And then you start asking them what they're into and they're like, I like to suck. I like to fuck.
I like to be rimmed.
I like to kiss. Mm-hmm. And then they stop. And I'm like, and you think that's pig sex?
That's nothing,
you think,
right?
That's pig sex. That's like regular sex.
Mm-hmm. What's the Charlotte's talking about? Pig sex.
That's vanilla. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's vanilla. So, okay. So I'm going to talk about when did I stop being so freaking vanilla. All right. I guess I was... I'd have to say I was 19.
Oh, really? You've been that wild? 19, okay.
Well, I first started with bondage when I was 19.
I see.
With some guy I didn't know, which, yeah, that was wise.
We all do stupid things when you're young.
Who are you talking about? I still do stupid things, but that's okay. I man up. I own up to it.
Mm-hmm.
No, so I guess I started with bondage when I was 19.
Shit, I missed out. If I'd known that, we could have done that in the video too. Damn.
Oh, that's right. Okay, we'll get into that. We'll get into that video later that you guys made. Okay, so. All right, so it was 19. Bondage.
Yeah, and
know.
That was like, for a while, that was like my fetish. That was my kink. That was my thing for a while. And yeah, so I was like, for the first 10 years of fucking, I was a total bottom for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started escorting in grad school. And that's where I had to flip, because let's face it, people who are paying for it, they want dick. They're not really looking for ass so much.
Oh,
Yeah. Come on. It's mostly bottoms who are paying for it. I'm not going to lie to you. Mm-hmm. Especially in North Carolina.
There are lots of bottoms in North Carolina.
Okay. So when you think about escorts back in the 90s, like mid-90s escorting in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. I mean, you're really talking about, these are a bunch of married men who want to throw their legs up in the air and get a dick in their ass. Mm-hmm. So, wow. So I had to flip. So I had to flip, and then I started mostly topping because I got really tired of bad tops.
Oh, really? So you?
Oh, my God. There's nothing more annoying than a bad top. And what I mean by a bad top is there are many kinds of bad tops. But the two that I find most disturbing and irritating to me are the ones who think their dick is so big that all they have to do is lay back and let you do all the work.
Oh, okay. That's a bad top.
That's
a lazy top.
That's a boring ass fuck is what that is. That's a, I'm going to put on my clothes and go home because you bore the fuck out of me. And then there are the guys who, oh God. All right. Can I just say, I really hate the words boy pussy.
We never say that here, but it's okay.
And I really hate that, you know, so you've got like those tops who are, they're trying to be all verbal with you and they're like, yeah, oh, you want that dick in your boy pussy. And it's like, no, I don't.
Is that you when know? You get up and go?
Yeah, I have. I've actually done that before. And people are like, no, you didn't. You rode that cock. And I'm like, actually, no, I was really kind of taken out of any interest mm-hmm. by that kind of stuff. Just because I'm like, look, I'm a guy. And if you want to be with a guy, then we can have a great hot time. But if you want a woman, go get a fucking woman, all right?
Yeah.
And stop trying to turn me into one, because mm-hmm. that's not what I am.
Don't call mine boy pussy. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You can call it my manhole.
How about man? No, anything pussy, no. But manhole, yeah. You're
right. Don't call it a mangina.
Mangina.
When I went to water and opened my own leather bar, that's what it's going to be called, the manhole.
The manhole.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's right. Okay. One more question here about water sports. You're into water sports.
I am.
Okay. So when did you get into that? During those escorting days?
Oh, no. This would have been back in my... Gosh, I guess I didn't really get into piss until the 20s, like mid-20s, late-20s. So this had been a few years after the escorting thing.
Okay, help me understand here about water sports. It's the way people drink water or liquids. The first stream is not good, but the second stream is good. Is that how does that work?
Okay, so let's talk for a moment about what piss is. So piss is actually your body's way of processing impurities.
Yep.
So if you think about it, that first stream is usually not going to be something anybody's going to want to have the taste of in their mouth because it's going to have a lot of impurities.
Yeah.
But if you drink a lot of water or if you drink, quite a few beers, that's going to flush your kidneys out. So what's really left over is not as distasteful as a lot of people think it is. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, for the record, I'm not much of a drinker from the tap. I am quite gifted at opening the tap for others.
Oh, okay.
And letting them drink, or opening the tap and pissing up their asses and that kind of thing. But for me, I'm not much of a drinker, but I will certainly take it in the other hole.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. But it, of course, those are the times you really avoid asparagus or coffee. Those are the times that.
Yeah, that's not good for you. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to want that.
Let's shorten the list down. What is it that you won't do?
What is it that I won't do?
Oh,
because
that's right.
I think there's probably a hell of a lot more that you will do.
So many things you're doing already. So, okay. So yeah, what are your limits? Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Not into scat. Not into blood play. Not into minors. Not into women. Not into animals. Oh, and
sorry,
by that, I don't mean bears. I'm talking about canine and all that crap.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Or werewolves, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, werewolves are fine.
Well, all the ones on the movies I see are pretty hot. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're on Team Jacob.
Oh, yeah. Are you Team Jacob or are you Team Edward?
For me?
Yeah.
I am on Team So Over Twilight. I actually stopped reading the series after New Moon because I freaking hated the teen angst bullshit in that novel.
Yeah.
That didn't. Nothing happened in that novel for like 270 freaking pages.
Well, yeah, it's battle time. I don't want to die. I want to die.
And I'm like, I wish you would. That would move the story forward.
I know.
Yeah.
For Edward and Jacob.
That's yeah. Right. So I kind of gave up on the. I gave up on the books after that, and so I'm just a little over the whole Twilight thing.
You know.
Right now.
You know, Twilight is a story of a young woman who's torn between. The choice of practicing bestiality or necrophilia. You know that, right?
Oh, this is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this happened. This is a very common theme in literature written by women. Let's look at Charlaine Harris and the Sookie Stackhouse series.
True Blood, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Sookie has slept with well, most of you who watch the TV show won't know this, so I'll try not to drop too many spoilers. But Sookie has wrestled with that same issue of bestiality with the wares versus the necrophilia with the vampires.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the whole Anita Blake series, which I have to admit, I think of all of the vampire series, it's my favorite. Mm-hmm. I didn't discover the Anita Blake series until August, and since then I have read all 17 novels twice.
Twice? Wow.
I have. It's great. That's a great series. And she also wrestles with the wares versus vampire thing going on.
God, it's a common theme.
It really is.
Have you read those two, Ray?
No. Oh, that's the Laurel K. Hamilton series.
The character's name is Anita Blake, but yeah.
Okay. Wow, you're into a lot of these literature.
I've seen them, but I haven't read them yet. I guess I'll have to do it now.
I told you, I'm a total geek and nerd.
I know.
I just like to fuck my brains out.
And then, I remember you posting something about, you're a few boats away from the Best of the Bear, and you're you were doing jazz hands.
I was doing jazz hands.
I left my ass off. Like, oh my god! I can't imagine you doing bad jazz hands.
Well, somebody was like, you know, in your next video clip on XTube, you should stop in the middle of getting.
Oh my god!
Jazz hands.
You do jazz hands. That's right.
And so I'm holding that in the back of my head. It's gonna happen at some point.
Or you can be fucking somebody and grunting and then start doing jazz. Yeah.
That would be great. I think that would be hysterical. I'm all about throwing a little bit of humor in these sex videos because you know what? Some of it is just funny.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, let's talk about the videos you made here in Houston. Ray filmed it.
He did.
So Ray, Buck, tell us how that happened, how that got together. How did you guys get together?
Well, we have this very horny young man in Houston. Who will remain nameless, call Josh.
that would be TX Spud.
Yeah, TX Spud, who is a big old horn dog. Mm-hmm. And he's like, call me up. Will you film me fucking this guy? And I'm like, sure. And at this point, I didn't know who the hell Buck was. He said, yes, Buck Ramsey. I'm like, who the hell's Buck Ramsey? You know, and he was just like, oh, come on, you got to do it. I was like, okay, I'll do it. Fine. Just tell me when and where. I just need a date and a time so I can schedule it. Mm-hmm. So, and that was that. And then Buck came over and they went at it. And it's on XTube.
You flew in. You flew in here and Buck, right? And then.
I did. I mean, I was actually there on business for something else because, yes, I do have another job.
You have a life.
But, yeah, right.
Another life.
Another life. An alternate reality in which I live. But, no, he and I had been chatting online for a while and had talked about doing a video together. And then he mentioned he had a friend who might be able to film it. Although I must say, Ray, that day at your house was fucking hysterical.
Really? Why?
Oh, my God. It was almost like we were trying to do this on the down low because he had some people coming over.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
It's like, all right, you guys have 45 minutes. Get your fuck on. Hurry up.
I'm trying to remember who the hell was coming over that day.
I had like three people coming over, and I think one of them was your ex.
Did you have a date? Oh, I see.
Oh, no. We were probably working on the website. That's
okay.
But you had people coming over to do some work on something. And anyway, I know that we had to like grab our clothes and go hide in another room. Then we had to like exit the DL when nobody could see us. It was hysterical. It was fucking hysterical.
All right, you guys fuck. Okay, chop, 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 chop. Hurry, chop, chop.
Right. No, it was funny. It was funny. But yeah, and then we went back to my hotel and busted a few more nuts. So
that was not filmed, I guess.
No, that one was not filmed. But, you know, much cum was flying.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was a good time. We had a good time.
That's what's even in HD you filmed, Bray, right?
Oh, I have to say, that is like the best quality video I have on XTube. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, that, you know, it's well edited. It's well lit. It was in HD. Yeah. I mean.
Wow. Yeah. I wish I was there. I could be the, I could have been the fluffer or something. Or help. I don't know. I don't know. Ray
so
works alone.
We wouldn't have been able to film anything because you'd been in the corner squealing the entire time.
I'll be giggling. Yeah, I'll be doing that. Yeah, wow, that's a long time.
Anytime you're in Houston and you need to be filmed, let me know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll...
Absolutely. Are you kidding? Absolutely.
So tell us about your travels. What's the most playing with men that you've done in the city? And what city? Perhaps.
Wow. On video or off video?
Probably.
What's the best city to pick up hot men in?
Yeah, for you. Yeah. That you've been. Yeah.
Okay. I have to say, I had an amazing time in Minneapolis earlier this month.
Oh, earlier this month. Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I know. I had an amazing time.
Huh? Was B-Talk involved in this?
I think they were. Maybe Shannon and I don't know. Maybe. All right. So what happened? What happened? Tell us about Minneapolis.
Okay. So all right. The first night there was pretty lame. I mean, I was with a couple of guys, but, you know, they weren't, let's just say, they weren't tripping my trigger. But, you know, I'm a good guy. I make do with what I have available.
Okay.
But the next day started off brilliantly. I had this really hot lay at like 9 a.m. and he fucked me for good God. It was a quick fuck. It was probably only like 20 minutes, but in the 20 minutes he like shot two times.
Oh my.
And never stopped. He just kept going. Now that is on the video. Actually, that is on XTube. But he was great because he got the day going off to a good start. And then I think, God, by the end of that day, I had I'd taken 10 loads and given 8.
Oh, my God.
That was just a cum-filled day. That was a good time. And then the next day was when I was I went to a guy's dungeon and I was topping him in his dungeon for like 6 hours, which there are a lot of clips on XTube of me like working him over with a violet wand or riding up or spanking him or punching on his nuts or, you know, different kinds of things. He was a total pain pig, but we had a great time. And actually, bizarre thing happened. That was also the same kind of session where I got stump fucked, which was a really interesting
stump fucked.
Yeah, this guy who was helping us film, he had an amputated limb, and
leg or arm?
Arm.
Arm. He's a Jedi. And, he's a Jedi. Okay. All right.
He's a Jedi.
Can you imagine?
Luke.
Come stump fuck me, Luke.
Stump fuck me, Luke. Use the force.
Use
Did y'all tape that?
Yeah, that's on XTube.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, I'll have to get that to her.
We have to get that. I have to watch that. Okay, so
it
what happened?
There's a good time.
Wow, wait, stump fucked? Okay. Was it up to the elbow or
close, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, it makes a big difference when you don't have that fist in the way.
That's right. Would you imagine it could have passed the elbow and into the shoulder? No, it didn't reach that far, did it?
You know, I've seen those pictures, but I just can't imagine. I'm like, where the hell does it go?
Yeah.
Like, where does it go?
Well, you should know.
I mean, your torso is only so long. Where the hell is that arm going?
Yeah.
But speaking of which, I also did a series of videos with a bear from Minneapolis where I was fisting him, and that was an absolutely lovely experience. He was great.
Mm-hmm. Was that on XTube too, or is this
of
private?
Of course it is.
It is XTube. Oh, wow. God, everything's – okay. I think I saw that. I may have seen that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I have like 52 videos on XTube right now.
Is this your – one of your goals to
– See, Maynard, he's beat me. I only have 4.
Yeah, Ray's got a few there. But oh, my God. Okay. So is it like you want to outdo yourself each city you come? Is that how you try?
No. It's nothing like that. I'm really not trying to outdo myself in terms of like quantity or anything like that. I do try to keep it interesting, though. I'm like, because, you know, I know that there's only so many times that guys are going to want to watch me suck cock. You know, and it's like, well, what else can we do? How can we switch this up to make it interesting for the viewers who've been watching for a couple of years now?
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to keep things interesting and switch it up for folks. And I have no trouble exploring various sides of sex and my personality.
Wow. That is awesome.
So you're how old you say you are, Buck? 36?
36.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you hit the big 4-0, you'll have to come to Houston. We'll run a hall and we'll just have a free for all. We'll just open it up for everybody. They'll have sign waivers at the door and we'll videotape it to be the X-Tube, the big birthday bash.
Why did we have to wait for 40? I turned 37.
That's good. Let's do a fundraiser. How's that? You can do a fundraiser.
There you go.
Hey,
we can do a fundraiser, $20 at the door.
Absolutely.
Wow. Absolutely. That's a great idea.
I was excited because I just found out today that my 2009 videos on XTube just went past the 2.1 million viewer mark. So
wow.
I was really excited about that.
Wow.
But going back to what you're saying, it's not so I outdo myself. I am a total exhibitionist. Mm-hmm. By way of being a really shy guy who thought I was ugly. So I started, I mean, in my 20s, I would never have done this stuff because I thought, I was a victim of body fascism.
No.
That were kind of socialized in the gay community toward, you know, I had a hairy back. I, wasn't 28-inch waist. I didn't have six-pack abs. I didn't look like I walked off of the cover of GQ magazine, so I figured, therefore, I must not be attractive. Which, of course, you know, it took me time, but I learned that actually wasn't the case, that, you know, I learned to accept my body and to actually appreciate it and to enjoy it and to fully live within it. And I decided to celebrate that by doing photo shoots. I started off, I guess, in 2002 was when I did a photo shoot with a photographer in Seattle. And then I pursued 100% Beef magazine and ended up getting a photo shoot with them.
I think I remember that issue, yeah.
It's issue number 23. Mm-hmm. And then
see, Maynard, I keep telling you, we need to do an issue.
Okay. It's a good time. It's lots of fun.
I'm
especially
shy.
If you find the right photographer. I found a great photographer, and he made the set very comfortable and very free and fun, low pressure.
Mm-hmm. And we got plenty of photographers here, Maynard.
Yep, we do.
There you go. And then I pursued Bear Films and did a photo shoot for them. And then, you know, I said, fuck it. I'm going to start making my own videos. Mm-hmm.
So you did you try going through, you know, those film productions before?
This is where we're going to have that conversation now.
I see. Okay.
All right. So here we go, kids. This is where Buck gets to be even more controversial than normal.
Oh, okay.
All right. So the reason that I haven't appeared in some of videos mm-hmm. by production companies that have indicated an interest
no.
is because I'm a bear backer. Mm-hmm. And the studios that are out there, and I'm not going to drop names like Cyber Bears, but they say they're interested, but they only do condom videos. And for me, that would just be totally hypocritical. I can't even watch a safe sex porno video and get a hard-on, much less keep one while playing in one. Mm-hmm. So I choose not to be a hypocrite. I like my porn raw, and that's the kind of porn I want to make. And those studios for bears are not out there. They don't have us in Treasure Island movies. You know, back in the day, Hot Desert Nights used to have bears. But now, even Hot Desert Nights, they don't have – this is going to be controversial too. Mm-hmm. They don't have bears. They have
muscle bears.
Big difference. Mm-hmm. If you're not a muscle bear, you're not getting in there to shoot. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of twinks now. And that's not the kind of porn I want to watch either. Mm-hmm. And there's actually been a lot of discussion. I'm on a site, barebackbears.net. And there's a lot of discussion in the forums about how there really isn't any porn for us out there. Mm-hmm. And there are all sorts of discussions and conversations about why that is. But ultimately, I've decided that I'm going to make the kind of porn that I would jack my dick to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there's a studio out there that wants me to do it for them, then great, I am all for it. But if it means I have to do it on my own and put out 50 or 60 video clips on XTube for free every year, then that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, it's actually, to tell you honestly, Buck, I do find it hot. Bareback videos, that's just a personal personal preference, actually, of watching it. It's really, yeah, these kinds of videos. But I understand that the production, film productions, they don't allow it. And I can see your point
well,
now.
They do allow it, just some companies don't. Like,
yeah,
like my company, we don't allow it.
You don't allow it.
For safety reasons.
Yeah, for, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, literally, I don't want to get sued because somebody got something, mm-hmm. which could happen easily.
So. Yeah, but it's really personal choice. It's people's, yeah. Yeah, I understand that. That's what Ms. Ray here, yeah, really does the Hot Ethnic Men website. So,
yep.
That's what he's doing.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is awesome. I mean, that well, it's
and it's a big controversial thing too. I mean, because we get
sure it is.
About it. I mean, I've had people come to me and say, well, I'd enjoy your site more. I've seen this couple of videos y'all did, but they weren't barebacking. And I said, well, we made it, you know, my business partner is a sex educational person. So he goes out and has to tell people every day they're HIV positive or.
Right. So it would be totally hypocritical of him to have a porn company that was raw sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But absolutely. We have said that if there's a couple that wants to get filmed that is in a relationship, then we're okay with that, because they're doing something different. That's not just matching two guys up and they're hooking up and having sex that mm-hmm. don't know each other. So
yeah, if they're a couple, yeah.
So you know.
Wow, this is hot, raunchy. I guess.
But, you know, it's one of those things that people argue about both ways, because people are talking about, well, you're not portraying safe sex and that AIDS is still out there. And it's like, well, we know that. But you know, so at some point you have to take, you have to take control of your own life and say, well, I'm going to take that chance.
Mm-hmm. You know what? For me, it kind of boils down to the fact that I don't look to porn for my role models. I don't look to porn to teach me how to have sex. I don't look to porn to teach me about HIV education. And that's not what porn is for me. Mm-hmm. And if that's what other people want to make it to be for them, great. But that's not the kind of porn I'm not going to watch. That's the kind of porn I'm not going to watch. And it's the kind of porn I'm not going to make.
Yeah. No. Well, you know, it's that whole thing, life imitates art. Or art imitates life, whichever. I mean, it's vice versa.
Or both.
Yeah. Wow.
Holy and yes, God. because I like hot bareback sex myself too. So
see, yeah. There you go. So it's a preference. Yeah, we do like watching it. And yeah, that's what you usually do in the in your Buck Ramsey channel on XTube. Well, most of it, right? Most of it.
Well, it depends. You know, like you know, I certainly get approached by people who want me to play. And aren't into barebacking, and I tell them, look, there are lots of ways to play, and there are lots of ways that you and I can play together on video and have a really great time that doesn't involve your cock in my ass or my cock in your ass, and therefore we don't have to worry about the condom being in the video, and we don't have to worry about the fact that I'm not going to wear one and I don't want somebody topping me to wear one. There are all kinds of other things we can do. I mean, there's that whole series from that guy's dungeon of where I'm playing with him and taking him on that journey that he wants to go on without ever even touching his ass.
Okay. Oh yeah, there's something you mentioned earlier in your Twitter about being able to come without touching yourself.
Oh, that's what I'm doing research on. I'm doing research. Well, okay. Yes, I can come without touching myself if I'm getting fucked. It's true.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's
something that happens for me pretty regularly.
I understand
but
that.
I'm looking at electro and e-stim. Electric stimulation, because mm-hmm. I see all these videos on X of these guys who are like applying electric stimulation to their dick, and it's like eventually they come from it. And I need tips, man, because I need to figure out how the fuck to make that happen, because right now I'm not there.
Maybe some of our listeners.
You go invest a lot of money into a lot of equipment.
Yeah, you need to borrow some months or research.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I've got the equipment.
Oh.
I've got the equipment, but it's like I have not mastered how to use this machine to make it do what I needed to do. So if anybody out there listening has tips on how I can make myself come using electric stimulation, please let me know.
Is there a where you live in Pittsburgh? Is there a discipline corps there?
There is, I mean, there's a local leather club, but I don't know if there's a discipline corps.
Okay, because I mean, it's different in every town that you know that they do them. But check with them. I know the discipline corps in Dallas. They have a couple guys that are pretty good with electro. So.
Yeah. Ray goes to these conferences or seminars and
play parties.
Play parties.
That's what I was gonna say. Play fests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. So you were talking about the Violet One. The first time I've seen a Violet One was when I attended the Spankfest here in Houston, and they were playing.
Oh, now that sounds like a good time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Well,
Maynard, you missed it Saturday.
I know.
Frying people all night in the ripcord. I mean, people walking up and just like, oh, my God. And they're like, try it out.
Mummification.
They had a full Egyptian mummification, and then they had the vacuum the vacuum cube, and had a whole bunch of other stuff going on, so.
Wow, I should have gone. But we stayed home. We stayed home that weekend. But it is a Thanksgiving weekend, so. Yeah, wow. It's yeah, so that's something that you're into now. You're trying to do the Valet One, right?
Well, actually, that video of me is – I was actually breaking my cherry with the Violet Wand on that video. I had never used one before, and so that was my first time using it. It was a lot of fun, though. You know, I think anybody who's going to try, like, any sort of S&M topping or discipline topping needs to experience the other end of it first to get a sense of what it is they're actually doing. And so – before I started playing with the Violet Wand on him, I played with it on myself for a few minutes so I could understand what the sensations were going to be like. It feels a lot like a tattoo gun.
Ah, okay.
It does. It felt like, you know, like the little needle on the tattoo gun going up and down very quickly across my skin. Mm-hmm. Definitely don't want to linger anywhere with that for a period of time. It was an interesting. It was interesting. I'd never played with one before.
I remember you have a PA, right?
So I do.
Do you try it around the PA, the Violet Wand?
Are you out of your freaking mind? No way.
I wouldn't know. That's why I'm asking.
Here, just you know, cut the end off electrical cord and tie it on there and stick it in the wall. There you go.
I had to ask. I wasn't sure.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a Titan video out there. I think it's one of the dark angel ones that they did. Mm-hmm. But there's this guy that gets drug onto his ship and they chain him up with his hands over and leave him hanging, and this guy gets a Violet Wand out and just works his ass over. I think when I got a hold of that video, I jacked off for 3 months straight just watching that.
Really?
I can certainly understand.
It was so fucking hot.
Oh my god, I don't know if I can handle it. I might pass out.
I know, mister, I can't take a lick.
No, yeah, I'm pretty soft that way. So you've done sex with okay, this is something for my curiosity, okay, Puck. You do barebacking with a PA on. So I've seen video. So what are the dangers of you leaving it inside there? There's none really, right? You just fish it out. I don't know.
Well, then you just go get the magnet toolkit, yeah, and start fishing around in there and get it, suck it on out.
So, all right, wait a minute. So, Maynard, are you asking me if I've ever had the problem of my jewelry being left inside of someone after fucking them?
Yes. How's that? Yeah.
No.
No.
Because there are – so the PA has a metal shaft that's going through the shaft of my dick. And there are two metal balls that screw into the end of either end of the shaft. So those balls keep
it going
the ring. For me, I wear a bent bar, so it keeps the bar in my dick at all times. So no, I've never taken mine out. I've had it for going on. Wow. I guess it's going on 9 years now.
9 years straight.
And I take my PA out for no man.
Oh. But you know, the reason why I asked this, there was one time I saw it in the video. I was wondering if you've experienced it. But I saw one video before that, it's a barebacking video also. He was fucking a guy.
And, oh my God.
And they left.
Just give me my jewelry back.
Well, yeah. Give me my watch back. No. It's No, actually, the PA came off, and he just fished it out inside and tried to fish it out, and then and put it back in, and then continued on.
I think it's one that has it has that guy Bud in it, and God, this was it was one of the bareback videos, I think, from Dickwad, and it had the guy Bud in it that has all the piercings and the tattoos, and he was fucking some guy, and he pulls his dick out, and his ring's not there, and he goes, "You took my jewelry. Give me my jewelry back."
Can you squirt it out? No, you fish it out. No, you left it there.
You remember the commercial we did for Louis, don't you, Manny?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did a commercial, a funny commercial, every a video commercial that they did about, you know, fishing out stuff on the ass. Yeah, it's. I was wondering if that happened to you before, or has that ever...
No, okay.
Wow, I guess you're careful. Of course, if it does let go inside, there must be something wrong. with the screws or something. Yeah.
Well, if you have the right size, then there's not a problem, I don't think.
Okay. Wow. This is so raunchy. Okay, quick questions.
You're so vanilla.
I'm very vanilla. Okay, so what's your next trip? What's your next, let's say, should I say conquest?
I'm not sure. I thought I was going to be going to Toronto in January, but it looks like that's not going to happen. So I'm not sure when the next one's going to be. I know I've got Atlanta coming up in April and San Francisco coming up in April. And I'm sure there are going to be some before then, maybe Chicago in March or February. But right now, kind of December, January, everything's kind of slows down a little bit. So I'll probably be trying to figure out some new types of solo videos to make. So anybody out there that has suggestions for new, interesting, kinky, odd things I can do with myself, please let me know.
Well, Christmas is coming up. You can get a polar bear and put him in a Santa suit and fuck him.
Oh, wow. I suppose.
If I need a couple little people to be elves, you know, it'd be
I could spank him and tell him he didn't send me the
right
present.
That's right.
You've been a bad boy, Santa.
That's right. You have to wear a Santa hat and I don't know if a beard, but yeah, you can do a solo session with a Santa outfit. Yeah.
Oh, I could do something really perverted with the Santa outfit.
Yeah. Get a reindeer and shove, or something. No reindeer.
Get a reindeer.
I don't know.
No, why don't you shove Rudolph?
Of course, Buck, you're redheaded, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When it starts going gray, you'll probably make a great Santa. You can probably fuck up some real little kid's dreams one day when he puts on the wrong thing on his mom dad's computer.
Oh.
Oh my God, mom, Santa Claus is getting fucked.
You could probably do that. Wow. But anyway, okay. Wow, we're almost an hour here. It's awesome to... Gosh, we should have you more often in the show and talk about your next trip or something if you ever go to...
Anytime you guys want me to come back, I'll be happy to.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
We'll see you later. Next time's in Houston, you can come watch him film.
Yay!
I don't mind an audience, obviously.
I'll borrow Wayne's camera and take still shots or something. I can do that. Okay. So, okay. How can people catch your videos? Your Buck Ramsey it's on true. XTube.
I'm Buck Ramsey on XTube. And of course, I'm also Buck Ramsey on Twitter. You can also find me on Facebook. I have a fan page there. And of course, my blog is buckramsey.blogspot.com. And, you know, I'm on a lot of different sites, but if you go to the blog, it pretty much keeps you up to date and has links to everything. It has links to my videography. Mm-hmm. I just figured out I put like 51 videos up on XTube this year alone, which is just crazy.
Wow. You've been busy.
Every week of the year.
Oh, I wish. 52. That's right.
I wish people would be surprised at how irregularly I have sex. But anyway.
That is awesome.
But when you do have it, you make up for it.
Exactly. That's what I tell everybody. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe you've had all this sex in the last couple of days. And I'm like, look, because I'll go 8 weeks without.
That's right.
So when I have it, it's going to be out of control.
Oh, like, yeah, you're making up. Wow.
I know, I pity the next person that gives it up to me. They're going to be sore.
Awesome. Well, Buck, okay, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very
much. And don't forget, everybody, vote for Buck.
Oh, yeah.
Best of the Bears. Best Bear Porn Star.
Best of Bears 2009. Also,
and
on
Bear Podcast.
Bear Podcast is also in the list there, too. So.
Oh, God, yeah. I voted for you guys today.
Yeah. Yeah, Ray, you should click on those links, too. Yeah, so vote once per day and just click on Bear Podcast also. Alongside
yeah,
because
right
Buck
now
Ramsey.
I'm at number two and I really got to take down this top guy. Otherwise, I'm just going to end up having to fuck him on video. I'm taking him down one way or another, man.
Either
maybe,
by the
maybe the top two. Maybe the winner gets to be the top and the loser gets to be the bottom.
Either way, you win, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this guy's a big old bottom.
Oh, but, really? Okay.
Yeah, he's probably going to hear this and go, I am not.
I'm not.
I don't know, maybe we ought to contact him and have him on the show.
A rebuttal. Boom, boom.
Rebuttal. Rebuttal. Okay.
We have a porn off.
That's awesome.
Oh my God, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
Like Zoolander.
Zoolander.
All right, so that's our show with Buck Ramsey. Thank you, Buck Ramsey. And hope you are doing great over there. Maybe next time we'll have you in the show. So if you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show.
Yes. Subscribe by iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can also subscribe on YouTube and Vimeo. Go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Happy New Year, everyone. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast.